What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Episode 241. Joining us today on Bucko Banter is infielder for the Bradenton Marauders, Ethan Leger. You're listening to the Bucko Banter podcast, brought to you by the Just Baseball Media Network. Cue the music.
Rockin' 101, shit, she compliment my taste. Whiskey in my lemonade, cause I like the way it tastes. Best seats at the Pirates game, they let me run the base. Yeah, my time is like my money, cause I can't afford to waste. Wifey is a lawyer, take my date to my dates. Order steak by the plate, send in case after case. Run my race at my pace, clear the grass of the snake.
Welcome back to another episode of Bucko Banner. Today we are joined by Pirates prospect Ethan Leger. Ethan, welcome onto the pod, man.
Thanks for having me.
Ethan, let's just jump into your college ball real quick. You played for Mike Bianco at Ole Miss. Talk about playing for such a legendary coach and how he prepared you for pro ball.
Yeah, man. I mean, it all started in JUCO, honestly. Just glad I got to go there and experience such a crazy, awesome place like that, dude. It's awesome. And playing under him, it was just, you know, the way he does it, does everything, is just so professional. And I think it just – that's what got me ready for pro ball.
You talk about going to JUCO. You had a little bit of an untraditional route, or maybe some might say traditional now with like the portal and everything going on. But you started at Nichols, you went to JUCO, and then you ended up at Ole Miss. Talk about that journey, maybe starting at high school. What was the recruitment process like for you and ultimately going through JUCO, Nichols State to end up at Ole Miss?
Yeah, so I didn't have any offers in baseball at all, but I was actually going to go play football at UL Lafayette, and had a preferred walk-on. Yeah, I had a preferred walk-on spot there, and I was dead set on football. And then one of my assistant coaches in high school actually played at Nichols, so he was just like, "Dude, I can get you a spot on that team if you want to continue to play ball." And I was just like, "Yeah, let's do it." I mean, because I was dead set on baseball. That's just what I want to do. That's what I believe that I can go far in. So I just stuck with it right there.
Talk about the draft process. You were drafted twice, I believe, right? Once out of JUCO in the 16th round, and then by the out of Ole Miss in the 15th round by the Pirates in 24. Talk about what that draft process was like. Did you know the Pirates were interested in you, and what was it like hearing your name called there?
Actually not. So I mean, it was just kind of a weird year for me. So the year before, my first year at Ole Miss, I met with every single team, and, you know, that year didn't really go the way I wanted it to go. So, I mean, I knew I was just going into the next year, just saying, screw it. I mean, what do I have to lose? And I think that's kind of why I had the success I had. And I only met with four or five teams for my senior year, and none of them were the Pirates. Yeah, wow. So, I mean, I had no idea they were going to draft me. I mean, I got a call in, like, the ninth round for very little money from the Giants. But, I mean, I thought I was going to go there. But out of nowhere, the Pirates called me and drafted me. So,
you spent some time in Bradenton so far. But leading up to that, at least in college, you've played a little bit all over the field. You have a lot of positional flexibility. I know you played some shortstop, third base, second, first, left field. Going into pro ball, was the main focus to stay in the corners of the infield, or are you still open to playing wherever needed?
Yeah, wherever needed, for sure. I mean, they tried to work me at catcher. They sent me to catching camp last year, and, you know, I kind of started to like it, and I don't know about this year, so we'll see. But, yeah, dude, I mean, I played a lot of first this year for the first time, and I really enjoyed it, actually. I think I had one of the better years of my whole career in the field. I just felt comfortable. So wherever they need me, I mean, I'm down to play.
I think that's really important, especially with this regime here with the Pirates. I think they really target guys that can play everywhere and have that flexibility. So having that, that just brings more value to your game if you're able to play wherever. What was the biggest transition for you going from college ball to pro ball?
I would say, it's kind of hard to say, but just a lot of stuff's on your own. You know, yeah. In college, you have scheduled times that you have to work out with the team and you have to hit with the team at a certain time. And then you get to pro ball, you have your own schedule. So you have your own workout time just because everything's different. It's on your body. Like, your body's different than everybody else's. So I'll just say more on a personal thing for pro ball.
I mean, what's the difference going from, I mean, college ball is so advanced nowadays, like guys are throwing mid 90s just about everywhere, especially the SEC. Was there, you know, an increased velo in Bradenton, or like at least more consistent velo on a day-to-day basis?
I would say, I'd say velo is the same coming from the SEC to pro ball, but I think the stuff is different. Okay. So, more sink, more ride, a lot more cutters. I've seen so many cutters in pro ball. It's just, I mean, it's effective for sure. Throwing that slider off of that cutter is just, it's hard to read, man.
Stays right in on the hands right there. Yeah.
Dude, I'd say that's the biggest difference though.
Yeah, at least you're not getting jammed up north and it's like stinging your hands, but when it's cold out in the spring,
that's a fact.
Ethan, it's the off season. What does your typical off season look like?
So I usually work out four times a week. I'd say 3 to 4 times a week. And then I hit on the days that I work out and usually just hang around and try to keep myself productive. Really, it's not a lot of stuff to do. So
do the Pirates provide you with any like plan going into the offseason or anything that they like you to work on or target based on your swing or defense, anything like that?
Yeah. So, I mean, from a workout perspective, we have our own plan. Our strength and conditioning coach writes a plan right before we leave for the offseason. And then in our exit meetings, we usually talk about what are we going to work on hitting wise and fielding wise. And, you know, they check up on us when they can, when they're allowed to or whatever, and just see how we're doing with the swing that they wanted us to do.
Ethan, baseball is such a game of up and downs. How do you stay mentally steady throughout a long season?
Yeah, I mean, this past season it was tough for me just because I got injured a few times, and that kind of messes me up a little bit. But I just try to keep as best of an attitude as I can. Just try to stay positive around the guys. You know, sometimes it's going to get frustrating, but don't let that wear off on other teammates. And because, I mean, a guy like me, I try to keep the dugout kind of lit. So if they see me down, they know something's up, you know. So I can't let my emotions affect me too much.
Let's talk about your swing a little bit because I was looking at it from Ole Miss to Bradenton. You got some like movement in the hands, but you don't like have a traditional load. It's more of like a torque with like the leg kick and then like a little bit more getting the hips through the zone. Has that always been kind of your swing? Has there been any adjustment going to pro ball, whether it's the leg kick or the load?
I mean, we've been working on that. We were working on that throughout the whole season because I didn't have a spring training because I got hurt twice, which sucked. So we had to do all that during the season. So, Ole Miss, my last year, I was just swinging free. I was way off the plate. And then, I mean, hitting everything. I felt like I was barreling everything. So, I mean, I tried to do that during my first year at pro ball. And, I wasn't really having success. So, I mean, we were just working on things and just mostly staying on that back foot.
Yeah.
Seeing the ball as long as you can. So that's like the main goal for me, I'd say.
Would you say that, like, I mean, like you're a big guy. So like the hand movement, is that just more of like a timing thing? And then you just trust the rest of your body to provide that power?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I've always had a little movement in my, my arms when I'm swinging. But yeah, I mean, I'm down to try anything and see if it works, you know. But
yeah,
it's always good to have a consistent thing to work on and throughout the season or something.
Ethan, is there a part of your game that you think you've improved the most since, you know, joining or getting into pro ball? Is it something with your swing, or is it maybe defensively that you think has really, your game has stepped up since being drafted?
I would say definitely defensively. Like I said, I had one of the best years, made a bunch of plays, and, you know, I was all over the place in college, didn't know where I was going to play each day, but I felt confident this year, just a lot more relaxed wherever I was.
Is there anywhere that you feel the most comfortable on the field, or are you just, you're just open to everywhere, it sounds like?
Honestly, like, outfield is probably the easiest, but third and first, you're in the action, you know.
Yeah.
I love action. I love to make plays and stuff, so.
You talk about keeping the dugout lit, and I love that. Like, we just had Callan Moss on the pod, who was just brought in to Greensboro, and he's talking about, like, bringing the juice every day. And I like guys that, you know, it's a hard game as it is, and you got to go out there every single day. And some days, like, you just don't have it, right? And, like, right. Keeping that same mentality is important. So my question to you is, you know, is there anything you do to, like, keep that up? Is there, like, what's the walkout music? What are we listening to on a daily basis? Like, what gets you working to get to the field?
Yeah, I mean, I like house music, EDM, stuff that gets me lit, honestly, rap. And I remember me and Connor Griffin, before every game, we'd go in the hot tub and cold tub and bring the big old speaker. Try to get as crunk as possible for the game.
I think there's value to having that guy in the clubhouse too. Like, you look at the Dodgers with, like, Kike Hernandez. Like, he's not going to blow up the stat sheet every game, maybe, right. But like, he brings the energy every game.
And I think juice.
He brings the juice for sure, and he makes the plays, and he'll play wherever you want him to. And I think there's something that's, you know, it's hard to quantify, like, the value that he brings to that team.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan, we ask this to every guy we bring on here, especially on the Down the Farm episode. Is there someone in that you've played with, position player or pitcher, that has wowed you? And I'm gonna challenge you to pick someone outside of Connor Griffin, because that's the obvious choice. And before you answer that, I'm gonna let you know that David Matoma was on last week, and he said you.
Really?
So, any comment there too?
I mean, that was my roommate last year.
Okay,
that was my boy, man. I mean, he's awesome. He's amazing.
He's the man. Yeah.
He was my roommate this past year. So we got really close. I mean, I brought him to the field every single day. And rooming with somebody from Africa is different, let me tell you. But we got really close. He's such a good dude. He's, what, 19 years old? He throws 100.
Yeah.
That definitely – and he's maybe 165, 170.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't even filled out yet.
That's just God-given arm. That definitely wowed me. But – the thing that wowed me the most was Tony Blanco's power.
For sure.
That's just something you don't see every day. I've played with one guy before that had similar juice to him, Kemp Alderman.
Oh, Ole Miss, yeah.
Yeah. But Tony Blanco got him beat, I guarantee you. Because with a wood bat, hitting balls over 120, like, that's
it's different.
That's not right. Like, I've never seen that.
Well, the first time we saw him in person, I'm like, I can't believe this is a human being, dude. This guy is massive. He's crazy.
He's like 19 playing low A right now. He's 6'7", 250. I don't know.
Like 6'7", 280.
Yeah.
Hitting balls. I mean, his batting practice is just the craziest thing you'll see on a baseball field. It's just amazing to watch. It's so fun.
Yeah, he's a dog for sure. Ethan, before we let you go here, we ask this to everybody as well. If Pirates fans are just getting to know you right now, what type of player are they getting in Ethan Leger?
You're getting the energetic one. You're getting the guy that's going to get everybody circled around him and try to get him as lit as possible. You know, I'm going to play my tail off every game and hopefully put up some good stats, you know? to get up there. Man. So
absolutely. Ethan, thanks for joining us, man. We're I can't wait to see this energy on the field myself. We're going to be down in spring training. So hopefully I get to see you there and, you know, excited to continue watching your development and wish you the best, man.
I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for having me, for real.
Yeah, thanks, Ethan.
Rocking 101, she compliment my taste. Whiskey in my lemonade, cause I like the way it tastes. Best seats at the Pirates game, they let me run the base. Yeah, my time is like my money, cause I can't afford to waste. Wifey is a lawyer, take my date to my dates. Order steak by the plates and they-